This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Kind of back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. God, I've seen stuff off the corner of my shoulder. 855-732-5563 is going to be involved in the conversation. It's funny. I'll do the story in a little bit, but a CNN reporter actually said that Trump was like a suicide bomber. Woo. That doesn't come out that often. A suicide bomber. I mean, are these people sick or what? Seriously. You know, when you think about the way they're willing to talk about him. And we could never do this. Never. Oh, not even close. Not even a hint that he's anything like, that Obama was anything like a bad person or doing the wrong thing. Because right then and there, it meant that you were racist. Because you actually said a black man was doing something wrong. However, you never said anything about his color. You just said the guy in the presidency was doing something wrong. So when they say that about Trump, does that now mean that they hate white people? I'm just curious. Because it seems to be a very common thing among the left these days, that white privilege, white people, white anything is punishable by death, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you think I'm off topic, off everything, I don't care. Pretty thick skin. Call me, tell me you think I'm doing a great job, I'm doing a lousy job, and how I could do a better job, or send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It seems the University of Delaware professor claimed this week that Otto Warmbier was typical of a rich, white, clueless male. Rich, white, clueless male. Isn't that wonderful? And he got exactly what he deserved at the hands of the North Koreans. How loving. How accepting. How understanding. You know, I told you, I used to not let people talk about the left when they would say, you know, it was a sickness, it was a disease, the way they think, yada, yada. And when I see stuff like this and I don't see the people that I know, that I care about, that are on the left, coming out speaking against this, well, then you must condone it. You must think it's okay. Because you say it about me. If I'm not speaking out against it, then you say I condone it. Okay with it. Well, doesn't it work for you too? University of Delaware professor claimed Wednesday that Otto Warmbier was typical of a rich, white, clueless male, got exactly what he deserved. Catherine Detweiler, an anthropology professor at the University of Delaware, expressed her feelings on the death of Warmbier in comment section of an article published by the National Review. She also put it up on her own personal Facebook page. We have it two places. Not a misunderstanding. It's there. Detweiler argues that while in North Korea, Warmbier had acted like a spoiled, naive, arrogant U.S. college student who never had to face the consequences of his actions. later describing him as having the typical mindset of a lot of young, white, rich, clueless males. Now, recently, I called these town hall people. Well, I'll call them town hall animals. That when they go to these town hall meetings, all they do is yell and scream, and they scream over the speaker. They call for them to resign. They, you know, they just do animalistic things. And do they have a right to yell and scream? Sure they do. But they don't have a right to show up at something like that and keep everybody else from being able to ask questions. And not really, and they go and not really wanting questions asked. They just want to create trouble. And the proof is that they never let the question get answered. And when it does get answered, if they don't like the answer, they figure the thing to do is to yell louder, push harder, and try to make things uncomfortable. Just like spoiled brats do. They don't get the answer they want, they throw themselves on the floor. They start yelling, screaming, kicking the floor. Right? They make all the noise they can to try to embarrass you so you'll come around to their way of thinking. Now, I've gotten to know some ex-Democrats very well. Some that were activists. And basically, that's what they were told to do. When the conversations get to a point where you can't answer the question, you start calling the other person names. You start screaming things out. Pretty much that makes no sense. You're really not even on topic. So this woman went on to say that that she expressed surprise at the footage of Warmbier crying during his sentencing hearing, saying he should have expected the consequences he faced, and then complaining that he's not enough, that not enough thought is given to the all the other people in North Korea who are suffering under a repressive government. Detweiler explains that she is a 62-year-old college professor who's been teaching folks just like Otto her entire life, declaring that these are the same kids who cry about their grades after refusing to study. Or instead of crying, they bluster and threaten their female professors. Right, I'm sure they only threaten female professors, right? She's 62 years old. If it's so uncomfortable and it doesn't work and it's a terrible thing to do, why are you still teaching? And then, I'm sorry, in this case, how are we supposed to be, you know, we're not giving enough thought to the North Korean people? We talk about it all the time. What world do you live in? We talk about that terrible regime all the time. Again, I say, what world are you living in? What rock have you been hiding under? When another reader objected to the hatred you spew at ordinary white college kids, Detweiler responded by allowing, that not all of her students fall into the category she describes. Say, I love my hardworking, sincere, non-arrogant college students. We'll deal with this more to decide the break. I am Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, being white, not the place to be today. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. The Donna is from Niagara Falls and Linda from Houston. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. You know, we're talking about North Korea. A couple of you made comments about if the North Korean people ever figure out what's going on, it will help. I'll tell you why. They are so brainwashed. They believe he's a god. And the thing I think is funny about this, he actually, I read a story, and I look at, we don't know if any of this stuff is true because we don't know actually what comes out of it. But, you know, I've been reading stories about defectors from North Korea, you know, soldiers, and how poorly they're treated and how much they get to eat and you know, how many of them are forced into the military. So it's, when you read some of these stories, you have to kind of chuckle and laugh. He actually has many believing he doesn't even go to the bathroom because he's a god. Gods don't go to the bathroom. And right now, he's actually made statements that he is afraid he'll be beheaded by one of his own, you know, a spy kind of thing. Now, you know, he had some of his dad's loyalists murdered shortly after he got in, which must have stunned the rest of them. But really, if he's a god that cut his head off, wouldn't he still be able to walk around and stuff? I don't know. I'm just not a theological expert. But hey, whatever. Anyway, let's get back to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. You can head up to the website, realside.com. Buy the book, buy the shirt, contribute to the show. Give me your email address. Just head over there and get engaged. You know what I'm saying? So we have a professor from the University of Delaware that claimed that Otto Warmbier was typical of rich, white, clueless males, and he got what he deserved. So being a rich, white, clueless male, or, I mean, probably if I whittled it down with her, just being a white male, you get what you deserve, right? Now, even though people were pushing back on the comments that she made, she pushed back on them. She went back to her original assumption that Warmbier was a typical of a student, that she said that the test clarifying that I said Otto's behavior is like the white, rich, clueless male. All of them who think nothing of raping drunk girls at frat parties and snorting cocaine, cheating on exams, threatening professors with physical violence. And Katie Detweiler, one comment was, Katie Detweiler, is it wrong of me to think that Otto Warmbier got exactly what he deserved? Yes, in fact, you are more than wrong. You are a hate-filled, twisted person who should not be teaching at all. Now, if this person was a hardcore right-wing professor, person, whatever, what do you think would have happened to them already? Would this still be discussion? I think not. I think the discussion would be that she is sitting in the unemployment line at this point, that she was hardcore right-wing. Now, Detweiler's page on ratemyprofessor.com, which a lot of people on the left hate, they think it's a bad site, fake news site, the whole nine yards. It suggests that her outburst was not unusual for her, with former students describing her as very opinionated and even obnoxious. And she often claimed that she hated America. She likes American money. She likes being protected by the American Constitution. But she hates America. Writer goes on to say it's her opinion, or no opinion, that she won't be afraid to express it, even if it may offend half the class, she said. One former student warned that, while another declared that my problem with her is that she says we are not entitled to our own facts, but she clearly is entitled to hers. It's nice to see these youngins speaking out. In her original comment, Detweiler ultimately blames Warmbier's parents for allowing him to grow up with the impression that he could get away with whatever he wanted to, concluding that they will pay the price for the rest of their lives for that upbringing. Isn't that nice of her? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that understanding? Remember, the left always says they're the understanding, they're the caring ones, but apparently not. Well, I say that, but I don't know. You know what? Maybe we just don't have an understanding of what caring and kind mean. And considering we've let them hijack the words, we've let them culturally appropriate the meanings of these words. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let's talk a little bit about Elon the Musk. We're going to talk about President Trump's accomplishments, too, here shortly. Elon Musk is, his empire is growing like crazy. And you have to wonder how somebody like him, who comes from very little money, you know, he was an immigrant and came here. I don't know if he was the founder, but he was one of the founders of PayPal. Yeah, you didn't know I knew that, huh? Yeah, he is smart. Here's the thing. What's that? Oh, you're making me blush. But you look at this and you say, how does somebody coming here with absolutely nothing get as far ahead as he got? How did he make this work? Well, apparently, as an illegal or illegal immigrant or an immigrant as a whole, you have all kinds of ways to get money from the government. Ones that I didn't know about. See, I'm thinking that maybe if I renounce my citizenship, jump over the border, sneak in and ask for help, I might be a lot better off. Just a thought. So, Los Angeles entrepreneur Elon Musk has built a multi-billion-dollar fortune running companies that make electric cars, solar panels, launch rockets into space. Now, he's built all of these, you know, he's used billions and billions of dollars to make all this work, but the beauty is, it's your money. So, where's my cut? So, you know, if we've gotten grants for this, if he's gone over and they're available, maybe I'm not begrudging the fact that he got them. Because they're out there. Why shouldn't you? If you can apply for these and get them, go for it. You know? Tesla Motors, Inc., SolarCity Corp., and Space Exploration Technologies Corp., known as SpaceX, they've benefited from almost $5 billion in government support. Now, usually in these situations, most entrepreneurs have to go put up their houses. They have to come up with a game plan, a business plan. They have to go door to door, knock on doors, get investors involved, and then make these things happen. This guy figured out early on how to tap into the grant programs. I don't begrudge the fact that he's taking advantage of a program that we have. But to say he's an entrepreneur, the definition of an entrepreneur is when you put yourself on the line. I wonder how much of himself he put on the line. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, on the air, texting, tweeting, again, getting involved in the conversation, because that's a good thing. I want you involved in the conversation. It helps me tremendously. And again, head up to the website, realside.com. There's a dozen things you can do up there, including joining the club, so to speak. Right? I mean, there's a Patreon button, helps support the show. You get exclusive messages up there. There's all kind of, you might even end up with my coffee cup. Coffee cup? What's a coffee cup? Coffee cup? Or a water bottle, whatever. But I mean, the reality is you help support the show. There's a lot of shows like mine that are out there that need local support. No, we're not all Rush Limbaugh. I'm not even close. So anyway, I want to get right back to the story because I hate when I get sidetracked like this. I almost feel like I'm begging at times, and I don't mean to. But you do have to support shows like ours, or shows like mine. If you're listening to other shows like mine, they're probably in the same boats. We all are. Traffic is down on our websites, which means revenue is down. Anyway, so Elon, speaking of which, maybe you guys could help me do what Elon Musk did. Maybe I could find the grants. There's got to be a conservative talk radio show host grant out there, don't you think? Would that only be fair? So apparently, Mr. Tesla himself, Elon Musk, he's reached into your pocket. Your taxpayer pocket for almost $5 billion in government support to run Tesla Motors, Solar City, Space Exploration Technologies, which you all know as SpaceX. Now, if he's doing all of that, then shouldn't we get a piece of the pie? Shouldn't we get a break? Like when he's, you know, with SpaceX, he's come up with this airplane-looking thing. I don't know enough about it to poo-poo it, but it is weird-looking. And he says it's going to take us in and out of space. I don't know how. Doesn't look like anything I've ever seen before. He definitely goes wherever there is government money, said Dan Doley, a an analyst at the Jefferies Equity Research, which is a great strategy. You know, if the government will cut you money, if they'll give you money to get involved in these things, but remember, that money will run out someday. And who cares if you're pocketing a good portion of that? Those are Joe's comments. You don't know. I mean, he's getting a cut of money from all of these. He has to be. Now, the figure was compiled by the Times, or the LA Times. It comprises a variety of government incentives, including grants, tax breaks, factory construction breaks, discounted loans, and environmental credits that Tesla can sell. It also includes that. It's always a joke. You get credits, you can buy credits, but you can get credits for building a product or a building that is green-friendly. It also includes tax credits and rebates to buyers of solar panels and electric cars and so on. Now, the big question out there is whether the companies are moving towards a self-sufficiency or more government handouts. Right? I mean, think about this. Could you do these things on your own? And how much of this do we allow the government to handle? I mean, this is almost like business welfare. It's funny how the Dems will scream when there's a tax cut, but no problem at all with Elon Musk getting $5 billion because they agree with this green stuff, green energy. Kind of like what you see in a baby's diaper from some time. That's how I feel about green energy at times. Anyhow, the Tesla and the Solar City continue to report net losses. Right, so these guys have been around for over 10 years, right? And they're still losing money because they're still doing R&D. Right, the stocks of both companies have soared on their potential. Musk's stake in the firm alone is worth over $10 billion. Now, SpaceX is a private company. It doesn't publicly report financial performance. But I'm sure they're getting all kinds of grants. But can these guys keep it up? What if they didn't get any government money? What if they had to simply move forward on the money that they had, the money that they were producing, and the investor money? Musk and the company's investors enjoy most of the financial upside of the government support, while taxpayers shoulder the cost. No kidding. Now, the payoff, according to those eco-freaks, the payoff for the American taxpayer is pollution reduction. Yes, more of the climate, cooling, warming, whatever, changing stuff. But that's only if solar panels, electric cars break through as a real mass market product. It hasn't taken off here in California. Yeah, we hear about the solar panels. They're on all these houses. Now the electric companies are screaming that they need to be subsidized as well because they're having to buy electricity they don't want or need. Now, Musk declined repeated requests to be interviewed from the LA Times. The LA Times. Think about it, the LA Times. They're on his side. And officials from all those companies declined to make any comment whatsoever to the LA Times. Again, reporters that are on their side. The subsidies have generally been disclosed in the public records and company filings. But the full scope of the public assistance hasn't been tallied because it's been granted over time from different levels of government. The New York State is spending $750 million to build solar panel factories in Buffalo. Solar panels in Buffalo. I think it snows a lot in Buffalo, doesn't it? It's cloudy a lot. It's overcast a lot. I love it. The San Mateo, California-based company will lease the plant for $1 a year. It will not pay property taxes for a decade, which would otherwise total an estimated $260 million. This is your money, people. You guys in New York, this is your money. Now, the Fed, on top of that, see, these guys know how to play it all. They know how to play the whole system. Because on top of that, the federal government's also going to give them tax credits to cover over 30% of the cost of solar installations. So now they come to you, and they say, look, we're going to install these things for $1,000 each, but the government's going to pick up 30% of that. That's tough, right? Now, that figure doesn't even capture the full value of the government support, how much money they're actually totally getting. Since 2006, SolarCity has installed systems for 217,000 customers. That's a corporate filing. So we know that's true. Think about this. If he's paid the current average price for a residential system, which is about $25K, the cost to the government would total about, you ready? If you're driving, please be careful. $1.5 billion. So they get government subsidies. They get subsidies from the state of New York, okay? And then they turn around and get grant money from the feds. And then they get money from the federal treasury. Right? Isn't that great? Think about that. So I don't know why what we're doing sitting here acting like idiots. We should be looking through the grant book and seeing what we can come up with to get some of that tax money. Look, if the left can take advantage of this, why shouldn't we? Nevada has agreed to provide Tesla with $1.3 billion in incentives to help build a massive battery factory near Reno. You know, those batteries, now I can't find in this story how much carbon emission those batteries produce. Because, you know, they have to be manufactured. They have steel and rubber coatings. Now, I don't know, last I checked, that had to be done at a plant. Right? That burns coal, burns natural gas, burns something. Then the batteries have to be gotten rid of about every 6 years. And what do you do with that? They have to be, every step involved in this, with the exception of actually driving the car itself, has a large carbon footprint, which is what all this stuff was supposed to get rid of. How do you charge the car? Anybody? Right. You plug it into the wall, and you're getting electricity from plants. Plants that are producing electricity and sending them down to your home. Even if you have a couple of solar panels, which also have a carbon footprint. This is like crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We got a lot more of this tomfoolery after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself
and your family? Have you found summer emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Back. Hope. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And that I hope you're enjoying. I'm enjoying it. You know, tonight is one of those nights we're going to just pull it all together. One of the stories I haven't been able to get to, you know, most of the stories that we've been talking about, I just pile them up during the week and try to get to them on a night like tonight. And most of the time, yeah, I love when this happens. Gone. It was on my screen a minute ago, and now it's gone. Where to be found? Oh, anyway. I am Joe Macedo, your host. Like I said, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. God, I couldn't get out. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, again, when it comes to, I know what we're talking about. We're talking about Elon Musk and his gazillion dollars that he was getting, or that he is getting. I just didn't plan on taking a whole hour doing it, really. Now, he won't do any interviews. His people won't do any interviews. So we don't really know what's going on there. But I go down a list of dollars. It'll just make you sick. You know, right now, you know, I went through his deal in Nevada. Right? The company out of Palo Alto is getting a $517 million grant, another grant, to help him compete with automakers. Well, that's cool. Right? He's getting another $20 million from NASA. So it just continues on more and more and more. And he, and again, God bless him for finding these grants that are out there. He's getting them and working with them. I don't know how we track and see if he's really moving forward the way he should. You know, every state, my understanding from what I've read, they're out there kind of courting him to come to their state to open up a plant. You know, they're willing to give him tax breaks. They're willing to make it easy for him to open up. I mean, my God, I wish they did that with everybody. And before he got into this, like I said, he made a lot of money from eBay. When eBay bought PayPal for $1.5 billion. That's a lot. Now, Musk had 11% of that. Right? But they recently split. eBay and PayPal kind of, you know, split. I don't think they sold off, but they somehow separated. And soon after he founded SpaceX in 2002, with the money from that sale, he made major investments and took leadership posts at Tesla and SolarCity. Now he's the chief executive for both Tesla and SpaceX, and he's the chairman of SolarCity. He holds big stakes in all three companies. But the companies couldn't really move forward. They couldn't do what they do without your money and my money from the government. I mean, I'm not going to go through everything he's done here. I will post the story up later in its entirety. But he's looking to get battery subsidies, car subsidies, the space, you know, building the spacecraft subsidies. Who else gets that? Who else does that? I mean, seriously, who else gets, well, again, we could get it. We'd have to go looking for it. We'd have to make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, dealing with these issues, talking through these issues. Let me see what else is there. I like this one. I'm going to do this one real quick. Remember the black professor that was on with Tucker Carlson? Now, this shows you how the left never takes responsibility. I mean, you've got it on video. You've got it on live TV. And they won't take responsibility for their own actions. So who was it? On June 8th, Lisa Durham, a producer, filmmaker, and media commentator, arrived at Essex County College in Newark to teach her speech class. Right? It was the closing days of summer session, and Durham was already set for the fall semester. She was listed as a returning adjunct professor to teach mass communication and popular culture in two effective speech courses. Right? 2 days before, she had appeared as a political commentator on the Fox News show Tucker Carlson Tonight. She was invited to give her opinion on why Black Lives Matter organizers held a Memorial Day event in Brooklyn for black people only. When she arrived on campus June 8, Dunham was abruptly suspended. She was told that she had to cancel classes and report to the Human Resources Department. Now, Durham, without an explanation, informed her students who were still waiting for her to arrive that class was canceled. That confused her student. Durham had always told them that she would never be absent unless she had died. She was obviously there. She didn't have a reason. She didn't know why until she went to Human Resources. Now, she said, they did this to humiliate me, Durden said. She said, they publicly lynched me in front of my students. Now, that word's a key word. Remember I tell you how they keep appropriating our language? And that's a key word. Because lynching is specific to black slaves. That's where it came from. term was pulled together just for them. Bearden was given a letter signed by Jeffries Lee, Vice President for the Academic Affairs, informing her that she was suspended until further notice, that she had to turn over her grade book to Christopher Rivera, Chairperson of the Humanities Division. The letter does not mention the Tucker Carlson show, but Durham said the officials made a point of bringing it up. In a meeting with Lee and Karen Bridget, Assistant Director of Human Resources, Durham said Bridget told her someone complained that she associated herself to the college during the television show. Now, look at the six-minute clip. It's on the Internet. Google Lisa Durham and Tucker Carlson next to her name. It says, political commentator. During a contentious discussion with Carlson, Durden never identified herself as a professor at the college. Durden said she was representing herself while arguing that Black Lives Matter had a right to have a Memorial Day celebration in a safe space for black people. But they needed a safe space because of the rise of white nationalism and racism. Which, the racism can be directly attributed to the last president. Racial tension in this country wasn't on the rise like that. We weren't having those kind of problems until the last guy got in. And I don't know what she's talking about with white nationalism. Is all nationalism white? So if you love this country, you love America, and you love everything it stands for today, does that make you a white nationalist? What if you're a black person who feels that way? Try to call them a white nationalist, see what they do to you. Try to call a mad black man from Baltimore that, see what he does to you. First of all, listen, let's be clear here. I don't think anybody should lose their job for what they say. I mean, she was given an opinion. Now, if she's spewing that opinion in the classroom, and she's telling her kids that that's the gospel truth, yeah, see you later. Have a nice day. But if you get on the show, and you say, I don't see any problem with having a Black Memorial Day celebration, what she's in trouble for, I believe, is when she started telling Tucker that it was his white privilege that was upset with. When you have professors and teachers teaching their children, teaching their students, that the white privilege, it's all about white privilege is bad, that's a problem. And now, instead of taking responsibility for the words she did use, it's all everybody else's fault. It's Fox News' fault that she lost her job. No, it's just like the DNC emails. All they did was shed light on what you really believe. Well, I never understood why people are so afraid. Well, I guess I do to a degree, but I don't understand why people are so afraid that that what they truly feel and believe is put out for the public to see. I'll never get that. She said, when I called the administration to ask Lee would only offer only a three-sentence statement that he read to the writer over the phone. The college promotes a community of unity, and that is inclusive of all. The general counsel has handled this matter in a way that complies with New Jersey state law. I'm not at liberty to provide further details. You know, it is an HR issue. Let's just be honest about it. And in education, when it's an HR issue, there is no room for commentary. Absolutely none. Doesn't work that way. Durden wants to be reinstated. She's fuming. She believes in her right to free speech, and it has been trampled. Well, isn't that common on college campuses? Isn't this kind of you getting a taste of your own medicine? Kids that you've thrown off campus? Kids that you've made leave campus? Clubs that you've shut down because you won't allow them to have their freedom of speech? Wow. You're either delusional or cold. I don't know which. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. A lot more coming up the next hour. We're going to find out why Michael Bloomberg thinks that, or what Michael Bloomberg thinks will happen in 2020. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.